SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Six people died at Westfield Bondi Junction on the 13th of April 2024, and a psychiatrist for the man responsible for the killings has been criticised by the state coroner for what she called a major failing in her treatment of Joel Couchy. Couchy stabbed 10 people, killing six, before he was shot dead by New South Wales Police Inspector Amy Scott. Queensland psychiatrist Dr. Andrea Boris-Levac treated Couchy for chronic schizophrenia from March 2012 until his discharge in early 2020. In 2019, she weaned Couchy off his antipsychotic medication. But State Coroner Teresa O'Sullivan found Dr. Boris-Levac failed to adequately monitor him for early warning signs of a relapse.
It was ultimately a major failing that Dr. Boris-Levac revised her view with respect to Mr. Couchy's early warning signs and did not do more to proactively urge Mr. Couchy to resume his medication. This failing was further compounded by the discharge process that occurred in early 2020. That process was inadequate and constituted a clear and serious missed opportunity. All of the expert psychiatrists who assisted the inquest agreed that Dr. Boris-Levac's letter to Dr. Grundy, Mr. Couchy's GP based in Toowoomba, dated the 19th of March 2020, lacked important and significant information concerning Mr. Couchy's mental health. I find this discharge letter to have been wholly unsatisfactory.
Coroner O'Sullivan described Dr. Boris-Levac's evidence to the inquest as inconsistent and combative and found she'd been reluctant to accept any criticism of her management of Couchy. While highly critical, the coroner said the psychiatrist's treatment was not the major reason for the events at Westfield Bondi Junction.
Despite these issues, it is important to note that Dr. Boris-Levac's care of Mr. Couchy cannot be said to be the major reason for the events on the 13th of April 2024. The care that was provided was only one of the many factors that led to this tragic outcome.
Magistrate O'Sullivan has also recommended the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists urgently review outdated healthcare guidelines around the management of schizophrenia and related disorders. The Executive Director of the Australian Society of Psychiatrists, Dr. Pramudi Gunaratne, says there are many gaps between GP and specialist services.
It's been too long that we've had people falling between the cracks of our mental health care system, and we think, you know, if anything can come of this incredible tragedy, it's that we have a greater focus on what's needed to bolster our mental health system. You know, one of the big things that has been shown through the findings is how there are so many gaps between GP and specialist services, between public and private services. We've seen the real lack of homelessness and outreach services for people with severe mental illness, and we have to do something to change and turn that around.
Family members of the six people killed have welcomed the findings, which include recommendations for bravery awards for those who confronted Couchy during his rampage. Inspector Scott, Damien Giroux, Silas Despro and Noel McLaughlin. Mr. McLaughlin lost his wife Jade in the attack.
Nothing can alter what we lost on the 13th of April. Jade was my wife and the person I shared life with for more than two decades. Her absence has left a vast and permanent space, one that can't be filled, only carried. While the inquest can't undo our loss, Jade's murder cannot be undone. But if these findings lead to changes that prevent even one family from experiencing what ours has endured, then this process will have meaning beyond our loss.
And if this story has raised issues for you, you can contact 24-hour crisis hotline Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.
These hot days, happiness is being able to walk into a cool home. With Panasonic's Comfort Cloud app, switch on your air from anywhere, set the perfect temperature, and open your front door to fresh, cool air. Happiness is Panasonic air conditioning. Search Panasonic Air.